This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
50-minute mark on the Fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Weather in Seattle won't be an issue this weekend, even if there's rain in America's rainiest city, because they have a roof there at what used to be called Safeco, and now I think it's T-Mobile Field. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mark Cabali wishing that they had a roof for all of the Big Dumpers baseball games this year. That's what he's calling his kid now. He's stealing Cal Raleigh's nickname.
No. The Big Clogger.
The Big Clogger, yes, that's right. That's what you texted me.
The Big Clogger. By the way, isn't Pittsburgh more rainy than Seattle now?
No.
Is close, it? Though. Sure? The three rainiest, when I was at Penn State, the three rainiest like areas in the country were Seattle 1, I think State College 2, Pittsburgh 3.
Why is you being at Penn State relevant to
that? I just
that?
Remember, I think I saw it because I was like, wow, I'm from the third rainiest city and I've chosen to go to school in the second rainiest city. Great job.
Gotcha.
Kind of how like they make the joke about Ithaca is gorgeous for people to go to school up there, but it's like the most depressing place on the planet because the sun never shows up.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of deal.
We're bad with sun too.
Oh, we're terrible with sun.
Yeah.
And sun makes you feel better about yourself.
Vitamin D.
Yeah.
That's why seasonal affective disorder is a real thing. That's why people who live in the desert are very happy.
Mark, did you ever come close to leaving Pittsburgh?
I don't think so, no. I mean, it depends on what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, the burb of the burg in Steubenville or like Clarion?
Joe Starkey once very famously almost took a job covering the Minnesota Wild for Pioneer Press, yeah, or whatever, or the Star Ledger.
If they would have ever chose me to be on The Real World, I would have went to Seattle, but they never chose me when I applied, so I was the closest, I guess.
Donnie, did you know that story that Mark applied to be on The Real World?
I always thought that was a joke, so you did that for real.
No, I did that for real.
Would you have been on there with The Miz? Maybe?
No, it would have been, Miz was a couple years later. This was in Seattle. I can't even remember what happened. Who was
so
on that?
So did you cut like a wrestling promo to try to get on there? Was that your approach?
It was. You have to understand, we're talking about mid to late 90s. So I probably just had the old camcorder out somewhere. I mean, it wasn't like I was doing a selfie video or anything. Taped it on a video cassette and sent it to, I don't even know where it was.
And did you hear back from somebody? Correct me. Did you like get like at least a rejection letter, or did they just never respond?
No. Hopefully they destroyed that sucker.
Oh,
I disagree.
If I could acquire that tape, that would quickly rock it up to the number one spot on the holy grail of things I would like to see.
Could you imagine? You ever saw the Howard Stern when they found the Baba Booey tape, right? Of him begging to his girlfriend to take him back. It would be ranking right up there with that.
What's going on with this thing at PNC Park where there's the guy that kissed the girl?
Tim and Cheryl?
Yeah. That's a bit, right?
I believe that's fake. I think the first one was photoshopped, wasn't it? But then I'm seeing stuff that looks very much real from the ballpark about it.
Zangrilli tweeted something about a follow-up yesterday.
One of them was photoshopped because I think all of those messages appear in all caps on the video board. And the one that was like really viral, mm-hmm. I'm sorry I kissed your sister, was not in all caps.
Yeah.
So I was led to believe that that was a photoshop.
That's like a Martin Brodeur situation. Are you familiar with that, Mark? The ex-Devils goalie? He divorced his wife to marry her sister?
Yeah, he was really patrolling the crease.
To marry his sister. Oh, man. What this sounds like to me is, this sounds like a social media gimmick right here, right?
Yes.
You know, yeah, was that? The girl, I think she used to work at the Fan. She worked at Seven Springs, and she fell over the...
Oh, Abby.
Abby Way.
Yeah. Yes. That was all turned to be a gimmick and it turned viral. Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
What?
Don't you remember she was doing some kind of promo for Seven Springs and some person behind them was falling down the steps on their skis and it got viral?
Oh, yeah. It's all work. No, I got you now.
It's all a work, as Mark used the rest of the
terminology. It was a work, not a shoot. You're right.
Omar Khan getting an extension. What has Omar Khan brought to the Steelers since he's been promoted to GM?
I would say a different way of doing things, right? Now, I don't think too many of us can disagree on that. Better yet is he was able to somehow, I don't know if it's convincing Mike Tomlin, convincing Art Rooney to do this. I mean, the Rooneys have done certain things certain ways forever. And ever since Omar got here, it's been different. Now, is this partly because Art Rooney said so, or Mike Tomlin's changed his ways? I don't know. It just coincides with Omar coming in there and making them think a different way. That's the way I look at it. He makes them, I mean, the trades right away, the free agency. He did a lot of different things there. So I think right now, what has he been, 3 years now? A little more than 3 years as the GM. And I think it's just a way of being able to get them into the 21st century in some regards. I think that's been his calling card right now.
How much agency do you think he has in that front office to put his true stamp on it and doesn't have to necessarily, you know, march to somebody else's orders?
No, I think I do believe when they say it's a Steelers decision that still holds true. But I do also believe that he just brings different ideas to the table, what they might not be thinking of, and he's presenting them to them and say, oh, yeah, maybe this isn't a bad idea. Something, I mean, nothing against Kevin Colbert because he's a Hall of Fame GM, or he should be, for what he was able to do here. But I think that's the case. It's not like he's saying, I want to go get Brandon Ayuk or anything to that effect. I think that just the fact of him being able to say, hey, you know, let's make this trade. Let's think about this in a different way. Let's go about our scouting in a different way. I think that's where his biggest contribution has been. Like I said, I don't think he's making the decisions on personnel or anything like that.
I
do give him credit. He's not the personnel guy, and he'll be the first one to tell you that. So what does he do? Hire a personnel guy.
Yeah.
A lot of guys would not be too secure of bringing in a guy like Andy White. He knew that was his shortcoming, so he brought in a guy that he knew best. And I think that was critical as well.
Like, I think Mike Tomlin brought Aaron Rodgers here, and Omar handled the contractual stuff. I think Mike Tomlin wanted George Pickens traded, and Omar had to go out there and find and shop for the right deal to get him out of here. Now, I do think, I told Chris this, I do give him credit. Like, I think he said to Mike in the last week, hey, we can trade Minka Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. Is this something you want to do? And Mike said yes. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's probably something that Mike Tomlin probably never even thought of before. You probably think of stuff like that, but I mean, it's just a pipe dream, right? And Omar probably does go to him and say, man, I might be able to make this happen. However, you're going to have to give up a guy like this. I don't think they sit in the room and say, we want to move Minka Fitzpatrick, period. Omar's on the phone talking to GMs, talking to agents, and he might come to him. I'm just
speculating. And I think Colbert would have been at Hilton Head this time of year. No offense to Kevin. I just, you've said this to us, Mark, like this is when the NFL is usually on break. I just don't think, I just don't think Kevin would have made a trade like this at this time of year.
I don't think they, I mean, the NFL is different now. I mean, 5-10 years ago, there wasn't very few trades. That's not the case anymore. So I don't know if that's just comparing apples and oranges right there as well. But yeah, I think the stuff they did get done where they normally go on vacation, although I'm pretty sure he's on heading on vacation now, so I don't think we have to worry about anything the next couple of weeks. But he did get the Deshaun Elliott deal done, which was probably mostly done beforehand, and this. I mean, you just don't see it. What else is happening around the league right now? Nothing.
What's been his best move as GM?
Well, probably, I mean, I mentioned it, probably hiring Andy Weidel. I mean, but if you're looking for a personnel
decision. Wait, that was his hire? He got to pick who he hired?
There's a take from Mark.
Absolutely, I think so. Those two are thick as thieves. Those guys went back a long way. And I mean, I would believe when they sat in the room and had an interview, Omar laid out his outline and said, hey, I want to bring this guy in right here. I mean, that's, I think that was pretty significant. But if we're talking personnel moves.
Yeah, player moves.
Like, it's hard because it's such a group effort. It's just not going to be him. It's going to be Tomlin, too, of course.
Right, but just since he took over as GM.
I think maybe the Metcalf thing, because I think he was out there snooping to try to get this thing done. I don't think they sat in the room and say, let's go find DK Metcalf. I think what you said might have happened. Hey, Mike. Hey, Art. I could maybe get this guy, but we got to move quick and we might have to pay him. I mean, he's out there working the phones constantly trying to find these deals and bringing them to him. I mean, I don't think there's a player, so to speak, of saying this is an Omar Khan player. I don't think that's the case, but him being able to think or, you know, make trades with, I mean, you can't deny the Chase Claypool trade. I mean, I mean, holy cow. I mean, that was a couple months after.
You almost said holy bird milk. You almost used the Starkey. I could tell it. I could tell. And then you stopped yourself.
What was I going to say?
Bird milk? You almost said holy bird milk or something like that. I could tell.
I don't even know what bird. What does that mean, really, when you break it down? Holy
Chris,
bird.
What does that mean? Do you know the genesis of these slang terms?
So, Mark, there are voices in Joe's head. There are alternate personalities. And that's kind of where it starts and ends.
Well, I was on with him last week, and he got so distracted because he's had an earache, and he was like looking up like different causes of like earaches or something in the whole interview.
Mark, we went we did this Next Fan Up thing, me and Joe. We judged it a week and a half ago out in Greensburg at Iron Rock Tap House. It was very nice, but Joe came in and he was there when I got there, and the first thing that happened was he started talking to the contestants. We're milling around getting ready to start. He goes, look at this. Look at this. Does this look like I got bit by a tick? Do I need to go to the hospital?
Where was the bite?
It's just like a bug bite on his leg.
Oh, okay. And I was didn't get to pull his pants down or anything.
No,
like
he's
that.
Like, look at this. This is a tick. I might be sick. And he was just, he wouldn't let it go. And like these people are kind of just like looking at him like, hey man, like cool, go do whatever with that. But I don't care. Mark, before I forget this question, you said that you fell back on what the Steelers always tell us. And you say that, believe them when they say it, that a lot of these big decisions, these are Steelers decisions. Yeah. Just hypothetically, knowing what you know about Omar Khan, if the decision to either do an extension for TJ Watt or do something else was left solely up to him, what do you think would happen?
I think that his job is, and he feels his job is, to get the best deal for the organization. I don't think he quite worries about making a guy the highest paid guy or anything, hurting any feelings or anything. He works for Art Rooney, so I think that's the case there. I think he wants to get it done, but he sure doesn't want to overpay or sit there and be, you know, held hostage or anything like that by TJ Watt. But I think they all want him. I think they will eventually get it done. This just happens to be a process right here. But it's turning. You think about it. It's turning a little bit more ugly than maybe the last time. Last time we didn't hear much about it. He showed up to minicamp. He held in. He wanted the job. He told him, hey, go get the job, go get the contract done, and that was it. It seems like there's a little bit more to it this way. It's just a feeling right now, and I don't know if that's going to escalate or de-escalate, to be honest with you.
Mark Cabale, all over this with us a day early because tomorrow's the holiday, and we didn't want Mark just showing up on the Zoom call while the Pirates were playing the Mariners like he did last week with you, Malzi, when he just popped in during the Gentile interview. Could you imagine that if he knocked like Bob Walk off the air and it's just Cabale opining on
just waxing
Pirates,
poetic.
Mariners, yeah.
Oh, Cabale,
he's loving the Pirates. He's got bucko fever just like Richie Walsh right now, from what I hear, after this 6-game win streak. Right, Mark?
Dude. Absolutely not.
Dude.
The Buccos? You talking about me and the Buccos?
Yes.
My goodness. You guys fall for anything, right? A couple
Mark,
of
it's the best 6-game stretch in the history of baseball. You can't you get know a little bit excited about do? It?
It makes you feel all nice and warm and fuzzy inside, and they're going to tear your heart out coming up here. So don't fall for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cabale with us, Pat McAfee Show, Steelers Insider. Let's get Mark a sponsor again. Mark's a very popular man, beloved. He went to wrestling Monday, and I heard from a little birdie that he was like getting stopped on his way to his seat multiple times to take pictures with people. Like he was among the people, the great unwashed who love wrestling.
And he's one of them. He's the people's. He's the new people's champ.
100%.
I'm going to call you Dwayne Johnson Cabale.
I think I heard 9 selfies before you got to your seat. Is that true?
Those are my peeps, man. I mean, that's where worlds collide, where they intersect. The McAfee WWE fans. And, you know, as soon as I got out of my car, I hear somebody yelling my name, and the kid goes, "Who's that?" And I said, "I don't know." But I did see the great David Allen there and the great Mark Madden. So that does that count?
Who's David Allen?
David Suits. Allen's the suit guy.
Oh,
hasn't he made clothes for you?
Oh my God, I'm an idiot. Yeah.
Me?
No, he's made like clothing for custom clothing for Pony, like a suit.
Yes.
And Pony's like, "Who's that guy?"
Yes. What am I doing here?
He's made like hundreds of
John Cena suits.
Yes, he told me one time He like put in an order for like 200 suits. I'm like, what?
Incredible.
200?
Yeah. And each one's numbered.
I haven't worn 200 suits in my lifetime. Like 200 days wearing a suit.
Every pair of pants and suit jacket has a number on it.
Why?
He likes it that way. I don't know.
Like, he only wear, like, do certain numbers, like multiples work? Like, you can wear a 7 and a 3 as long as you got the 21 jacket on?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know how this is supposed to go.
Mark, yeah. You said before we went to break that you're like, yeah, things are getting a little ugly here. Schefter said, Watt unhappy. Fittipaldo said, nothing's off the table. Joe Rutter went on CBS Sports Radio and said he could see a trade happening. So, yeah. So where do you come down on it? Because before you said, come on now.
Yeah, I still say that.
Okay, you still say that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is just all part of the business, part of the negotiation. I don't think anything's going to happen here, to be honest with you. I mean, we all knew what the number was going to be. We know where he wants to be.
What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think we do.
What is it?
I think it's going to be, you know, 30 cents more than Myles Garrett, right? Didn't we always think that? A buck more than that?
It seems like better business for T.J. Watt than it does the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could be. That's why I think this is not going to end anytime soon, because I keep saying this, man. What is in it for T.J. Watt to sign right now? Zero. You might as well wait till September 7th. And wait till everybody circles through him, Micah Parsons, whoever else gets their contract, if it's Hutchinson.
Will he want to get more than Parsons? If Parsons goes first on this, will he want to get more than Parsons, or is it all about being better compensated than Garrett for him?
I think it would have to be Garrett because that's more comparable. Parsons, a little bit different position and much younger. So
Mark, let me ask you a question then on that front. Let me follow up with something then, because this is now a logical inconsistency in the Watt camp's argument that I have noticed in the last 24 hours. His brother, very vocal, said the Steelers basically should have done this last year. It would have been cheaper, which is factually true. That's how this works. You do a deal earlier than another guy, his deal is going to be worth more if he's thought of as the same kind of player. So why is his brother telegraphing that, hey, we would have been open for business if you had done this earlier, which is, by the way, before Myles Garrett signed his new deal. But now that Garrett signed it, it's, whoa, ho, ho, we got to get paid more than this guy. If you had done the deal last year, you wouldn't be getting more than Myles Garrett.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's the risk you take, too, right? When you sign early, the next guy down the pike is going to get paid more. So
I guess I would call their bluff, though, if I were the Steelers, and say, if you were so, if your brother's telling everybody and their like everyone who will listen that you were ready to do a deal a year earlier than this, why are you suddenly so obstinate about getting paid more than Garrett?
To put it in terms that everyone can wrap their head around, you're saying, Chris, if $37 million a year would have been good for you last offseason,
why is it not good now? Why is suddenly Myles Garrett entering into this picture at all? Why do you have to make more than him if you were – thank you. That's a cleaner way to say it. If you were willing to take $3 million less.
Because that $37 million would have been more than Myles Garrett, right?
At the time, yeah.
Maybe that's just it. I mean, maybe it is the Myles Garrett. And I don't blame him. He got the same numbers as him.
Better
he has
numbers.
One more than him. He has one more than him, maybe not a playoff game.
Definitely not playoff game. We know the Browns' last playoff win because we all bore witness to it.
Yeah, and we know the, what is he, 1-10 without him playing.
1-11.
He should be. This should not be difficult, right? I mean, it should be Myles Garrett numbers. I mean, he's sitting right there. If it's a buck or two more, that's okay. I still think it has to come down to guaranteed money. He wants a couple years guaranteed, and maybe the Steelers aren't willing to go down that route with a 31-year-old. I mean, other than that, what are we talking about here? I mean,
he's Myles acting Garrett differently, that's right all. There. I mean, he's just acting so differently about this. It just seems like there's a lot more real
without saying
there.
A word. Without saying a word, right?
Mark, if somebody picked up the phone and said, hey, you don't want to trade TJ, but just here is an offer that we want you to think about. What do you think somebody could put in front of Omar Khan that would at least force him to go to Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney, say, I know we don't want to trade him, but here's what New England or Atlanta or Philadelphia just offered us?
I think it would have to be twofold. I think there would be have to be an impasse contractual wise. They think that that's not going to get done. It's going to cause a commotion here leading into the season. That would be part one. Then to be what you're able to get for a 31-year-old making, you know, you have to give him $160-200 million. That all of a sudden the compensation's not getting back is not as much as you might think it would be, to be honest with you. If you can get a first rounder, I think you would be shocked, to be honest with you. You're not getting multiple picks.
But if, even if there's still- not an even if there's not an impasse, okay, if New England called the Steelers and said, we're willing to offer you our first round pick for him, you think they'd hang up the phone and say, well, actually, we're close to a deal. We're not going to listen on that, or what?
I think they wouldn't listen. I mean, look at DK Metcalf. They had to pay him $150 million, and all they got was a second rounder off of it.
Oh, I get what you're saying, that you think that the return would not be as steep as
fans. He's just saying if the Patriots called and said we'd offer us.
Yeah, I just don't think the offer would. I don't think they're interested whatsoever of moving him. I think they're going to end up signing him. I've been saying it forever. They will. I mean, if they find a guy that they want to keep of their homegrown bred guys, they 99% of the time gets the job done. And I think this falls right in line with that.
Why should it matter if they drafted the guy or not? And he's homegrown or not?
Well, they know what he is. They know what he is. I mean, DK Metcalf might be a outlier here.
I mean, they traded for Minka, and then they felt like they knew enough about him after 1 year in the league, and then after the years he played here, to trade him out of here again. Like, why should it matter that, we've had TJ Watt for a while? Like, if you think he's on the downslope of his career even slightly, it shouldn't matter whether you drafted him or not.
I just don't think you get any enough return for him, even if you do trade him, to make a difference. If you're all in it this year, Malzi, why in the world would you even contemplate getting rid of TJ Watt?
No, I think they clearly think they are, but I don't think they're all in. Okay. They might think they are, but they're not.
If you did what you just did with Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, Aaron Rodgers, you're pretty much telegraphing you're all in for this year. Then we're getting rid of our best defensive player. It just doesn't make sense to me that they would even contemplate that. You might as well not. At that point, you might as well let him play out his season and let's talk about a potential franchise chat tag next year. What's franchise tag next year? 30 mil? I'm just guessing here. It's not like it's a ton of money. So, TJ got to watch. I mean, that's always something you can use in your back pocket here of letting him play out then franchise him. I know they wouldn't want to do that, but
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's there.
Full hour with Mark Caballi, Pat McAfee show, Steelers insider. Another Steelers insider named Jerry Dulac, who's been on the beat since Bubby Brister had a mustache and was failing to recognize the intricacies of Joe Walton's offense, went on Rich Eisen's show and said, Jonnu Smith will be the Steelers' third tight end. The Steelers gave Jonnu Smith a $12 million extension after trading for him. He said he'll be a souped-up version of Pruitt in this Steelers offense and will be third on the team in terms of snaps at tight end. Kaboom, do you agree with that?
Well, I'm sure he's a souped-up version of Michael Pruitt, but I don't know about third snaps. I mean, depends. Depends on what we're talking about here. Are we viewing him as a strict tight end, or are we going to view him more of a
– I view him as a glorified wide receiver.
Guy. Yeah, I mean
– is he going to play more than Darnell Washington is really the question I'm pondering right now based on what Dulac said.
He had 88 catches last year, right?
I'm with you.
Is Jerry saying that he's going to be their third tight end because in reality he's their de facto number two wide receiver?
He didn't say it that way. That's not the way it came across.
And then it's if Jerry's right, then it's roster malpractice by your GM and everybody else involved to pay a third tight end $12 million.
I don't think Jerry's right about this.
Neither do I. I'm kind of saying that for a fact.
I think he's going to play a lot, and I think he might be really good.
Yeah, you know, what I was told pretty much right after that is, you know, he's going to sort of be detached tight end, the guy that can – you know, go down the field a little bit, the tight end, inline tight end. But when I heard the words fullback, and that piqued my interest a little bit, I'm guessing it's more of a hybrid. I don't think we're seeing the second coming of Dan Kreider here with Jonnu Smith, but that tells me that they have different plans for him if the word tight end, I mean, the word fullback was even mentioned with a guy like Jonnu Smith. So that's something to keep an eye on there. So they obviously see something that he can do from that position that might benefit this offense. So I thought that was a little bit interesting.
I mean, it's got to be some sort of like souped up Kyle Juszczyk then, right? But he's not a blocker. Like, but he's not really a blocker at all. Joe Rose was on with us from Miami, and he's just like, this guy is an unbelievable pass catcher and run after the catch threat. He's just like, make sure you've got guys around him who can do the other stuff tight ends need to do.
Yeah. Yeah, but when the word fullback, and that's just more of a position where you line up at, I mean, I think they've viewed Connor Hayward as that type of guy when he first came on, but it really hasn't materialized the way they looked at it. So maybe that. It's just a different way of getting the guy involved here. But for them to throw that out there means that there's at least some interest in – creating some different looks from Jonnu Smith from that position. I don't think, like I said, he's not leading Jaylen Warren or anything like that. No way.
I thought it was a little funny that Hayward wasn't at the Malibu summit. You know, is he already thinking that he's on borrowed time here? Everybody else is there. Freiermuth's there.
Was Robert Woods there? I didn't see a picture of him.
He was not. But I don't know if Robert Woods is fighting for a roster spot. I think it pays to get in the quarterback's good graces. Well, Darnell Washington's just a blocker, right? I mean, how many balls is he actually going to catch, Mark?
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers sure loves him for some reason, right?
Well, he called him Mercedes Lewis, who's like considered one of the great blocking tight ends of all time.
He had a nickname for Mercedes.
Mercedes Benz?
Isn't that what Starkey calls Tim Benz?
Don't know.
Mark, but yeah, that's interesting though. I mean, they could have had vacation center. Who knows?
Sure.
Maybe they didn't want their picture taken. I mean, I don't know.
Mark, what happened with the Steelers and Minkah Fitzpatrick?
What, last year or this year?
The whole thing. Why is he not a Steeler anymore?
Well, this year was just had the offer. I don't think that they weren't going to re-up him next year. Because next year they would have had to sign him to a new deal, I believe. So I don't think they had interest in paying him that type of money. So they were going to probably move on from him anyways. So you might as well be able to get a high-level corner in return for him. I don't know if it was necessarily anything he did. Of course, I mean, he didn't have the splash plays, and that's all been well-documented right here. But to be able to flip a safety for still a pretty doggone good cornerback, and you get a tight end thrown in with it, I think it's just circumstances. Now, last year something was happening. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Over the last month of the season, I couldn't tell you one way or another whose fault it was, but there's a lot of finger pointing going on, a lot of bickering going on, and then 39 always seemed to be in the middle of that. I don't know if it was his fault or if he was the one always talking. So,
would you say tempers were flaring? Did we see tempers flared there?
Yeah, there were some tempers flaring. I would guess that there was. I mean, for a guy like Deshaun Elliott and Patrick Queen coming from an organization like Baltimore, wherever they came from, where LA came from, Baltimore too, I believe so, and instantly saying, "Man, this is not what I thought it was going to be like." We all pinned it on Cam Sutton. I don't know if that's 100% true. Maybe partly it was, but maybe it was partly 39 trying to make up for some other people's shortcomings as well. But
do you think there was a falling out between he and Tomlin, just in terms of not seeing eye to eye? Those two were, you know, thick as thieves and watching film together. Did they have a falling out?
I never got a sense of that at all. Even this off season, Minka was there the whole time. He working his butt off, talking to Tomlin. I never sensed a interaction between those two that was like strained at all. I just think it come down to the circumstances that they think that they were able to better their team by doing what they did. Now, should have realized something when they kept talking up Juan Thornhill, but they will think that Thornhill is going to be that number two safety until they find somebody else. That's the way I look at it. I don't think you can go into the season with Juan Thornhill. I mean, just look at his tape from last year.
Horrible.
So I wouldn't be surprised that something happens there as well. They sign
You make it sound like they're more likely to sign a free safety now than a wide receiver. And I think you're probably right, if that's what you're saying, yeah, Mark.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they love Calvin Austin, man. They think Roman Wilson can step up. They're intrigued with Robert Woods. Now, at this point, what are you going to get? I mean, are you going to get a Keenan Allen that doesn't want to play, or Amari Cooper that
– Keenan Allen went on TikTok or some social media site I don't use and said he's not coming here.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, until somebody offers him some money, right? And he changes his mind. So I do like Calvin Austin. I mean, I don't know if he could take it to that next level that they need to take it to, but I think they're very willing to be able to take that chance to see if he can do it.
Mark, where do you think week one, they're in New York, it's the first play of the game, the Jets have three wide receivers on the field, shockingly, with Justin Fields at quarterback. Where does Jalen Ramsey line up for that play?
You're asking me player, or you're asking me position?
Where on the field is he lined up?
Yep.
If they have three receivers, I'd probably slay the slot right now.
Yep.
You're not going to put Porter in the slot. I don't know if Darius Slay is quick enough to play that slot position right now, but they just might match up too as well. I mean, I think what they drew to him, first of all, I still think he has a lot left in him, Jalen Ramsey, but his ability to move – to play multiple positions. Not quite sure about safety. He believes he can play safety, but he really hasn't played a ton there. But I think right now he is going to be the slot guy along with Beanie Bishop, the outside guy along with Slay and Joey Porter, but you're not paying the guy $26 million bucks to sit the bench, man.
How long does the Jalen Ramsey, Mike Tomlin relationship stay honeymoon phase before eventually a very outspoken player like Ramsey gets ticked off at Tomlin, like seemingly a lot of other veterans who come in here and expect great things?
As much as he plays, right? If you're putting him on the bench for some other guy in a critical situation, and I mean, I don't know the guy, so I'm just assuming here that he wouldn't be happy about that situation. But it's all to do with playing time and position-wise. I don't think that – I mean, Tomlin has this ability to be able to get along with certain people at certain times. So I don't think that would be the case whatsoever. But you start benching him and saying, okay, we're putting Darius Slay out here, and he's getting, you know, 40% of the snaps. We could probably hear from it from Jalen Ramsey. Rightfully so.
Mark, do you agree with the following tweet that was submitted by one of us in the last hour? I'd rather have Yokozuna rip a wet fart in my face than eat strawberry pretzel salad.
First of all, I don't know how salad got all intertwined with this strawberry pretzel thing. That has nothing to do with a salad. Mm-hmm. It's a cheesecake with a little bit of like jello on it. It's a dessert. Why are we calling it a salad? That's my type of salad. But no, I would not eat that. First of all, nine out of ten times, it's warm because you're like outside and having a picnic. I think that would need to be cold as well. But I got many better options than a strawberry.
Such as?
Pretzel salad. I don't know. I tell you one thing, though. I wouldn't take
it. If you have many of them, you should know at least one of them, Mark.
Well, I wouldn't take a Yokozuna stink face. I'd eat the strawberry pretzel over that. I mean, what are we talking about here? We're talking about coleslaw. I mean, are we talking about dessert?
No, desserts.
I'm all good for just a cookie, man, or a cupcake, a red, white, and blue cupcake.
I agree with Mark on that. How about the popsicle that's red, white, and blue? Would you take one of those over the strawberry pretzel salad?
I got some in my refrigerator now. The kid was eating them. Bomb pops. Is that what they call them? Bomb pops.
Donnie, what do you think of Cabali's take that he says no thank you to the strawberry pretzel salad? Are you buying it, or do you think he secretly eats it and likes it?
Oh, you think it could be like a sushi situation? Didn't you hate that at one point, but now love it?
Yes, that is true.
Depends on what's – well, I'm eating sushi from the self-proclaimed best sushi maker in Pittsburgh, so how can I say
no to that?
Also,
didn't you decide if it was good enough for one of the guys on Cobra Kai, it was good enough for you?
No. The self-proclaimed best sushi maker looked exactly like Mr. Miyagi, so how can I possibly say no to that? He got me with some kind of strange, I don't know, gimmick or anything like that. You know, another thing is I think it's overrated for 4th of July food.
What's that,
is
Mark?
The hamburger. This is why.
Why don't you just come after apple pie next?
Those are made.
Mark, do you got any takes on ice cream you'd like to share?
You know, George Washington really, in the grand scheme of things, wasn't that big of a deal. But continue, Mark.
Listen to me, Mosey. A lot of times they're like made ahead and people don't know how to grill properly. And those suckers are as hard and dry as possible. Don't tell me they're not.
No, I kind of agree with that part, but you just say, you know what, hamburgers, I'm putting them on notice. It's just an unbelievable thing to say.
Grilled 4th of July hamburgers. They're just not
very but on Memorial Day, though, people are only making them fresh. I got it.
I mean, I'm just telling you, they grab the old Bubba burgers or whatever you call
them. Now, does that same thing apply to hot dogs? Or if you know the hot dog was cooked like 45 minutes ago, you'll still say, screw it. It's under foil. I'll do it.
It's hard to screw up a hot dog. Really?
I mean, I disagree. I think it's easy. I don't like boiled hot dogs at all. I think they're disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. I'd rather have a grilled one. Hot dog.
But if you grill the living garbage out of a grilled hot dog or a hot dog and turns like crunchy, you just peel the skin off and it's back to normal.
All right. Thank you for that, Mark. I'll consider that the next
hot
time.
Hot dog tips.
We'll talk 8 days from now. Thank you, Mark.
All right. See you, fellas. Happy 4th.
There
fourth.
You go. You too. 4th of July hamburgers are overrated. Did not expect to hear that from him today.
I sort of got where he was trying to get, but I just think you're going to lose so many people in the initial statement.
Donnie, have you registered an opinion on the strawberry pretzel salad?
I'm definitely not in your camp where I like will avoid it at all costs. I mean, I do think people overhype it this time of year.
Thank you.
Where it's like they think it is the greatest thing ever
created. I'll take that as a win.
I mean, I'll eat it. I'll put some on the, you know, the little side plate or something.
Well, Pony's going to be having foie gras and, you know, he'll have tiramisu for 4th of July. Maybe a nice creme brulee.
Also sounds delectable. Wait a minute, though. How did it become a thing, you know?
Is it a Pittsburgh thing?
I think it is. You think there are other places where they're just throwing crushed up pretzels?
I mean, I just typed
desserts?
In strawberry pretzel salad into like Google to see if it was like any origin story, and it just seems like it's nothing.
Does it have a Wikipedia page?
It has like an all recipes, you know, page. I mean, it's not
probably
like
created by a Pittsburgher.
Why don't I type in one more word, origin?
Like Betty Crocker didn't come up with that thing.
I think it was no, because Jell-O got popular. Then somebody came up with
this.
They
were looking for reasons to use Jell-O.
Yes. Oh, no. Okay, here it is. While some sources cite the joys of Jell-O cookbook as a possible origin, others suggest the dish may have originated in Pennsylvania, potentially in a 1960 community cookbook from Brentwood.
How about that? What a pop for Brentwood.
Really? I think it's another low point from Brentwood. First they produced Jason Mackey, now this. And do they take credit for Bechtold, too, or is he a Baldwin guy?
I don't know if anyone claims Bechtold.
I think he's a Baldwin guy.
Is he a Baldwin guy or a Whitehall guy? There's a difference.
Oh, yeah. That's John Gibson about that.
He's just down the road from me, so maybe he has Whitehall tendencies, but it's more Baldwin Borough.
Baldwin mailing address, Whitehall tendencies.
Coming up next, two realistic Pirates trades that could happen in the next few days. Even as the Pirates have ripped off the best six-game stretch in Pirates history, you're going to want to hear these deals, and you can follow along with us and tell us if you would make them. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. We are live at Studio B, Bowser Chevy. It's the PM team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.